All right, the latest from the Department of Scientific Horrors has scientists in China are now genetically modifying monkeys to show symptoms that are like autism. Basically, they're making these monkeys autistic or in a way that seems similar to autism by creating GMO monkeys. Yeah, genetically engineered monkeys. So this is written up in Nature, which is a science journal that has no ethics. This entire article doesn't even mention anything about the ethics of this. And that's because right now, today, in the last final chapter of humanity's grand experiment, playing God with seeds and animals and chemicals and heavy metals, nobody in the scientific circles that are prominent today seems to have anything resembling ethics or values anymore. They think everything's okay, and this is especially true in China. I should say there are more ethics in the United States and Europe than there are in places like China or, you know, North Korea, for that matter. But there are there's a lack of ethics across the board in these circles of genetic engineering, agriculture, pesticides, herbicides, and so on. So now what we have is the norm in China is an anything-goes attitude to researching the genetically modified animals. They've got animals growing human organs inside them. This is actually happening in the United States. They're growing human organs for transplant inside pigs. So they can grow, they can have a pig, they can grow like a human heart or liver or kidney inside the pig. And then when they have a human client who needs that organ, they pay. They pay for the transplant. The pig gets murdered. Organs harvested. This is right out of that science fiction movie, The Island, by the way. And the organs get transplanted into the paying human who's covered by Obamacare insurance. So this is the new model. It doesn't matter how much suffering happens from the animal. As long as there's profit to be made by exploiting these animals to grow human organs, that's all the medical system cares about. More profit by sacrificing more lives of conscious beings. So, in China now, this is just sick. They've got these little baby monkeys running around with symptoms of autism. Here it is, quote from nature.com. The laboratory monkeys run obsessively in circles, largely ignore their peers, and grunt anxiously when stared at. Engineered to have a gene that is related to autism spectrum disorder, the monkeys are the most realistic animal model of the condition yet, say their creators. You see how they're bragging about this? Well, they think this is awesome. Well, they're smart genetic engineers. Holy cow! They made genetic seeds, and they made genetic crops, and they modified this and modified that, and made Terminator seeds that self-destruct, and now they've got little autistic monkeys running around, and they think this is awesome. They think this is great. They never think about, oh, by the way, these pesticides are killing the honeybee pollinators. They never think, oh, what about the precautionary principle? Maybe we shouldn't run genetic experiments that actually create impaired primates. What happens if one of them escapes? What happens if the open field GMO experiments in Hawaii get loose and it contaminates the island chain? What happens if Hawaii loses its ability to grow real food again because of some unknown consequence of GMOs? What happens when you have the entire population poisoned with glyphosate, a cancer-causing chemical that's sprayed on genetically modified crops, and even some crops that are not GMOs, such as wheat? Wheat is now sprayed with glyphosate, which is why I think a lot of people who believe they have a gluten problem actually just have a glyphosate problem, but that's a different conversation. What's sick about this is that this is in a science journal. This is a celebratory article talking about this being really kind of a breakthrough and celebrating the idea that they can now genetically modify primates to make them, to impair them, to make them autistic or to behave in a way that's similar to autism. This is not an achievement, folks. This is only a sick culture of anti-life science could celebrate this kind of thing. Now, they will say, they will claim they're doing this because they want to study treatments for autism to help people. Bullshit. What they really want to do, what they're really doing is they're giving people autism. They're giving people autism through the mercury and the aluminum in the vaccines that they are intentionally injecting into children. Both mercury and aluminum are neurotoxins, and if you combine them, they multiply their toxicity. In California recently, they ran out of the mercury-free vaccines for children, so they said, oh, let's use all the mercury vaccines, and they started injecting children with thimerosal, which contains mercury. And as I tested in my lab, those vaccines are over 50,000 parts per billion mercury, which is, what, 600 times the concentration you get in very polluted fish? And they're injecting it directly into children, and they're making them autistic. And this has been covered up by an irresponsible, evil medical system that operates with the same lack of ethics as the genetic engineering system on our planet today. It's all about how they can exploit life, even if they have to sacrifice life. Do you get it? That's the bottom line. They don't care about you and your children any more than they care about these little monkey children running around in their labs. You're just another subject just like those little monkeys. Do you get it? They have no compassion for those monkeys. They have no compassion for humans. I mean, think about it. If they don't even care about the monkeys, you think they're going to care about you and your kids? Heck no. Not a chance. They don't care about your kids at all. They don't care about you. They don't care about your offspring. They don't care about your suffering. They just want to exploit you for profit. That's what they do. They are exploiters of life for profit. And it's okay with the scientific community. You know what nature should be saying is that we condemn this kind of genetic engineering of primates to make them suffer. That's the point of this, is to make these monkeys suffer with autism so that they can observe what happens. They deliberately wanted to create autistic monkeys. You know, you would think that if science was advanced, they would use genetic engineering for good, to create something better, not something worse or something in agriculture that needs more poison. You know, why don't these genetic engineers, and I'm not saying that I would even support this effort, but why don't they engineer something that's just in the positive direction? Why do they always have to engineer suffering and infertility and cancer, and they have to create seeds and crops that have to have more poison sprayed on them that people eat? Genetic engineering has been used so far largely to destroy life, to create suffering, to create destruction, to dominate the food supply, to enslave humanity. This is what genetic engineering has been used for. It's not being used for good. Oh, and yeah, you can say, well, what about golden rice? Golden rice is a total whitewash. It's not even the right variety of rice. It doesn't work. There's no science to back it up. And if you really want to help people with nutrition, you should just show them how to grow their own superfoods, which are loaded with nutrition. Or just grow squash if you want vitamin A. Jeez, you don't have to genetically engineer foods to get vitamins. You just have to eat real food and stop consuming processed food all the time. So genetic engineering today is a technology that's also used by potential bioterrorists. They want to terrorize the planet so they can unleash an engineered virus. Let's say that can maximize the depopulation effect, which is what all the governments of the world want today, more depopulation. How are they going to do that? Well, Ebola was probably just a run, a dry run, a test to see what would happen. It's not even debated that the U.S. Army has level 4 biohazard genetically engineered viruses ready to go, ready to be used as weapons, ready to be dropped on an enemy population. And what if that enemy's you? What if you, humans, the human population is declared the enemy by these climate change nut jobs who say we have to do anything to save the planet, including genocide? That's the way they think. Anything is okay as long as they're saving the planet. These people have already argued for genetically engineered viruses to be used to wipe out human population. I don't recall the guy's name, but it is a professor at the University of Austin, in fact, who said, I believe this is correct, that he wished if he died and came back to life, he wanted to come back as a virus so that he could destroy humanity, wipe out the population. Yeah, this is the way they think. These are the same kind of people making monkeys autistic and growing organs in pigs and planting the next genetically modified crop, which will likely be wheat. These people have the ethics of Satan, basically, right? They're devilish. They're demonic. They're anti-life. They hate humanity. They hate the ecosystem. They hate nature. They think they're better than nature. They hate God. They think they're better than God, that God screwed up in their minds when he created, you know, to use the biblical story, when he created pigs, or if you believe the Darwin version, when natural selection created pigs, they're not good enough. Now these engineers today have to come along and say, well, we're going to do a better job than God or natural selection or anything. We're better than Mother Nature. We're just going to engineer whatever we want, including retarded monkeys or whatever, what have you. I'm not trying to equate being retarded with being autistic. I'm just saying they could also do, you know, cognitively impaired monkeys if they wanted to. They'd probably, if they did create retarded monkeys, they'd probably all give them all Twitter accounts so they could stay busy trolling people on Twitter. So this is the truth, folks, about what's really happening. It's in nature.com. If you want to search for it yourself, the title is Monkeys Genetically Modified to Show Autism Symptoms, article by David Sierodowski. Not one mention in this article that I've seen says that there's an ethical problem with this. This seems to be totally okay with the science people at Nature. And what an insult to Nature to even call this journal Nature. It's anti-nature. It's the destruction of nature. What a joke to call it nature. What a complete joke. They're not studying nature. They're destroying it. All right, if you want to hear more, catch my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. On a lot of other podcasts, I'm in a better mood, but this makes me very frustrated, very angry at how humanity is destroying our world and using its technology to cause suffering and disease and deformities in primate animals. It's absolutely effing sick. It is sick, sick, sick. These people are worse than monkeys themselves. I mean, these are low life. These genetic engineer scientists in China, these are the low life slugs of humanity. They do not even deserve any celebratory recognition. They don't deserve to be published. Nothing. They should be arrested. They should be thrown in prison for doing this to baby monkeys. It's sick. It's sick. What kind of world is this that nature publishes that kind of research and celebrates it? Freaking sick.